Tonight's shiur is going to be in the midst of Shiluach HaKein. Recently, many have been asking different shiurs about this mitzvah, and it's the season now that the birds are nesting, so it's good to discuss these halachas. Chazal called in the last mitzvah in Chulin a mitzvah kala, shika isra. I mean, it doesn't cost that much money to do this. There's no chisor and kis during the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And that the Mishnah darshins that it says by this mitzvah leman yitav loch berachta yomim for such an easy mitzvah so kavachomer kol shekein for the mitzvahs kamuras that it should be that one should receive incredible schar. As we see that it's a mitzvah kala, but it's really a lot goes into this particular little mitzvah, so to say. There's a lot of lumdas, a lot of shitas, and it might not be as easy to makayim as you might think. The Medrash says, the Sefer Chinuch and others bring us down, that if one does the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, there's zocha to banim, to children, and particularly zacharim, there's habanim tikach loch, the any darshan, that's part of the achta yamim, that they're able to have generations to continue. Now the Zohar writes that when one does the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, it makes the mother bird be mitzdayer over her children, and that's ma'amar the rachmim of the Ribbono Shalom, the Yishev Rachmim Nachmanis on his banim here in Golas. And a lot of different reasons given behind the mitzvah Shiluach for the reason of mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. But as Chazal told us, the Mishnah Brachas, that Alkan Sipri Agir Rachamech, a person shouldn't say, Kosh Baruch Hu, have Rachmim on us, like a Rachmim on the Kan Sipur, because it's Ein Elo Gezerah. I mean, we don't know all the different reasons behind it. It's a Gezerah. We have to do it no matter what the reasons are. Halavichis, the Rambam, and Mor Nevuchim, and the Ramban, the Sefer Chinuch, that can we give reasons to mitzvahs or not, and so on and so forth. Mamish, on this particular mitzvah, after all said and done, the Maisa, we do the mitzvah with its patur, no matter what the reason is. The Gemara darshins that Yochu Yaksa Bahar Megvaris. I would think that you have to go and look for this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chayuvis that we have to go and have a field trip and try to look for nests. You know, let's go to the state parks, wherever it is, and try to find a nest to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. The Gemara says no. Tamalomar ki yukarei. When it happens, it's a haphazard thing. You bumped into it. You happen to see it. But it's not like you have to go out of your way to do this mitzvah. So that's why we have no chiyuv to go and look and do and try to find and put ourselves in a matzav to do this particular mitzvah. Still, like any mitzvah, like the mitzvah tzitzis, how come we wear tzitzis? We don't wear begadim that naturally have four corners. Why do we have to wear a talis katan? The reason is because, as the Gemara in Sotah says, the Rambam, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in Eretz Yisrael. Why not to go and tour and eat the beautiful, the delicious fruit of Eretz Yisrael? Because he wanted to do the mitzvahs at Tzlius Baretz. So there's an inyan to try to do every mitzvah we can. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, who are din, that mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, we should try to do. There were Gedolim that did any mitzvah. They try to do Reishis Hagez. They would try to do all the different Matnas Kahuna. All because they wanted to try to mekayim all the mitzvahs, even though they weren't necessarily chayiv to do so. So also, there's an Indian certainly al pi kabbalah to try to go out and do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, but obviously it's not a chayiv. Now, the shaila is, okay, fine, we don't have to go and have a field trip and try to find a nest to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, but maybe if we happen to bump into it, I mean, there's one near our house, I mean, we happen to see it, we're in some park, and right there in front of our eyes is a mother bird with her eggs, or the young baby birds. So maybe then we're chai, like our service aveda. We have to go around looking for avedas. But once we have an aveda in front of us, there's an isra v'salamta. We can't ignore it. There's a chiv to go and do it. So maybe you're right. We don't have to go into a harem, but perhaps if it's mamash in front of us, that we have to do. So that's a very big machlokis, at Poskim. The Chavos Yoyer was one of the first achronim to discuss this. He himself writes this machlokis Rishonim, Tosus Kenega the Rashba. Tosus says there won't be a chiyah, the Rashba holds there is. And he's nota, and he's mitzadi that there is a chiyuv. That if it's in front of you, then you have to go and do it. Even tainted that, so like more, why do you want to have a harem mina? Maybe you have to go to the harem. There's no chiyuv b'chlal, even in front of your house. Why should you have to go to the harem? Although if it's in front of you, for sure you have to do it. We thought maybe you even have to go and look for it. No, you don't, that far you don't have to go. And he has other rais and svaras, that why there is a chiyuv. Chassam Sofer argued, and he said that there's no chiyuv to go and do it. I mean, if you, it's a kumis, you want to do it, fine. You don't, you're not interested in eating the birds, then he goes into, hey, you know, you have no, you don't have to go and do it. If you want to eat the eggs, you want to eat the little birds, then you have to go through the process of shuah hakein. You want to shecht an animal, you got to shecht it. You don't have to eat meat. So, you want to eat meat, so then you have to shecht it, and so on and so forth. The Chaznish also held like that. And there are Rishonim that say that Beferish. There's the Ran and Chulin says Beferish, even though it seems to be a steer in the Ran, or Ben Abachai says Beferish. So there's a, but there's a lot of back and forth on this, and different lists. Some say Rovi Shonim Amachmer, some say Rovi Shonim Amekel. And it just depends how you learn Pshat in different Rishonim. But the, Lamaisa, the Minag Olam, as in Itziv is made to, in his Chidushim and Chulim Rami Sada, the Minag Olam is not to be Machmer. The Minag Olam is like the Rishonim that hold and the Achronim that hold that there's no Chiyuv, and that, you know, you don't have to go and do the mitzvah, even if it's mamish in front of you, and there's a nest right in front of your eyes. If you're not interested in eating the eggs or birds, whatever, then you don't have to go and do the mitzvahs. And, but again, you know, someone that does it, certainly it's a chashuv thing to do, and certainly in this case, where there are gedolei achronim, the Chavaz Yor, or Kiveger, or Chasukha, many gedolei achronim will hold you are machmir, but the minig is that, so there's definitely Indian to go and do it, but the general meaning is that you don't have to mamish go anyway. You don't have to go and do it even in that case. Yeah, we'll discuss that. Let's see. Yeah. So now, what is the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein? I mean, the truth is, growing up, a lot of us really have the wrong understanding of what the mitzvah is. Many of us understand the mitzvah is that, you know, you're not allowed to take the little babies away, the eggs away, unless you chase away the mother. The truth is that that's not so pashut, that that's really the mitzvah. If you just read the psukim has an asay in Allah, the asay of shaleach to shalach esayim, that you have to go and send away the mother. The law is, losika chayim ala banu, that you're not allowed to go and take the mother away from, you know, the aim ala banu. You can't just take the mother away. So basically what that means is that if you want to eat the mother, you want to eat the mother, bring her to the zoo, or sorry, you know, show and tell, bring her, have her as a pet, whatever you want to do, you can't just take her off. That is the avera. We're not discussing the banim now. The avera, the mitzvah is that if you want the mother, that you can't just go and take the mother, that you have to be mishaleach her away. Once you send her away, she's off her children, then you want to go and try to run after her and catch her and have her as a pet and have her for supper, goes into hay. But you cannot take her, right, take her with your hands off the children. So that's, if one does that and they go and take the mother off the eggs, off the children, then they were over an asay, they were vato the asay rather, and they were over on a lav. It's a lav on nitzak lasay, as the one in Chulin and Makis explains, and therefore it's, if one did go and take the mother off, and as long as you were mishaleach, or eventually, there would be paskin, at least the way the Rambam paskins, you then lemafeya, that's misaking the lav by doing that asay. It'd be us. That to be mishaleach the mother, you cannot take the mother off the. Now, man, there might be other patim why it might not be no geared to zoo. We'll see, you know. But I'm saying, as far as the tzara for medicine or whatever, I mean.
I don't know. Let's just, for whatever reason, you need the mother to do something, and you plan on sending her back.
That's us.
Problem with taking.
Yeah, that's us. Right. We'll see. It might be mutter for other reasons, but the stam is a to go. You can't take the mother off. That's the real iser. You can't take the mother away. You can't take the mother with your hands away from the children. You have to send her away. Now, So included in that is not just taking the mother by herself, but taking the mother with her, with the eggs. You take the whole, you know, everything, you take it together. That's also us. Take the aim, im habanim, which in fact some Yishanim learn, is the losika chayim al habanim, is the aim with the banim you cannot do. So whether it's the aim by herself, or the aim with the banim together, in all that do, you have to send away the mother from the banim. That's what is basically muskim. I shouldn't really say 100% muskim, but it's basically muskim, according to Rav Yishanim. That is really what the yisur is taking the mother away. Okay, so well, let me get the whole thing, and then we'll get the whole picture, and we'll see. Again, erase everything you understood until now, you know. And now, what about taking the bundum, which we all grew up with? That was the main issue. And taking the bundum, right? You have the mother sitting on the eggs, and just take the eggs out of her. Are you over an issue? Is that the issue? The Rambam says that that's only an issue drab bundum. Taking the eggs away is only an issue drab bundum. How come there goes it there? There it goes, because once you take the eggs, you might accidentally take the mother away before you take the eggs, and that'll be yasser.
Like a farmer trying to take the eggs away from his
chicken? According, right, again, those type of chickens might not be the yasser, but yeah, that type of scenario, at least, of just taking the eggs away, will not be an yasser deraisa, according to Rambam.
There's still a problem.
Be an yasser drabba. Right. And that's how the Chavos Yor learns and he brings a rise for the Rambam. This Rambam is not in Halacha to Shluch HaKein, it's a Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. And that's how the Kesem Mishnah, Beis Yosef, that's how they learn the Rambam, that the Rambam says it's really only an Issur D'Rabbanon. The Ravid, not on the Rambam, but the Shita B'Kuvetzes brings down a Ravid that says that there is an Issur D'Raisa to take the Banim away from the aim, even though it doesn't really say in the Pasuk. But we have to say, as a minchas chinuch is masvir, it's learned from being medayik from the pasuk. It's a lava bo michal say. But the fact that the pasuk says that shaleach to shalach es ha'ein, if to send away the mother, which means you should not take, and then v'achakach tikach es habanim. So then therefore. We see from there they're not allowed to take the banim beforehand, but it's only like it's a mashmos of the pasuk. It's a lava bo mechlal say, and that the Rambam doesn't hold that mechlal, and he holds his only nisur drabanan. So basically, what comes out from what's usher is you cannot take the mother, just take the mother off. You cannot take everyone together. That for sure would be nisur deraisa lava nasei. And it'd also be yasser machlok is what it is to take the banim away, banim or eggs, away from the mother. Machlok is what is the rice of drabanim, but it's muskan that would be yasser. So how all this fits into all the reasons behind the mitzvah? Okay, that's a separate issue. But that's not that's not going to be ma'akid what the halacha is. This is what comes out from the Rishonim, from the Sugyas and the Gemara, and what the yasser is. As far as the mitzvah Shiloh HaKein. Now, there's one more point we haven't discussed. Is that, fine, now I come to this nest and I want to eat the eggs. So I cannot eat the eggs until I send away the mother. I send away the mother and I can eat the eggs. Fine, now I did what the pasuk seems to say. What happens? I'm not interested in eating the eggs. I don't like those eggs. I'm not interested in eating eggs. I'm out, playing ball in some park, and as I'm trying to find a baseball in the woods, I come onto some nest. I'm not interested in eating eggs now, but there's a mother bird on top of these eggs. Is there any mitzvah, any inyan to go and send her away, stamazeh, and not take the eggs at all, not take the birds at all? I mean, the pasuk says that shaleach to shalach es ein ves habanim tikach loch. Es habanim tikach loch, they're just saying, by the way, in case you're hungry and you want to eat the eggs, first send away the mother. It's like sheshes yomim tava, that you don't have to work during the 6 days, but saying, mistama, you're going to work for 6 days and Shabbos you're going to rest. Here also, mistama, your reason why you're doing this is because you want to eat eggs, and therefore you send away the mother and then you eat the eggs. But there's a mitzvah Shabbos whether you work during the week or not. And perhaps as a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein to send away the mother, whether you plan to eat the birds or the eggs or not. That's another Diyan in the Achronim. Okay, so I'm gonna get to that in a second. Let's see. Very good. So, is the mitzvah only when you want to take the banim, and you're planning to take the banim, or even if no, does the mitzvah send away the mother bird? So according to the Chasam Sofer and the Chaznish we discussed before, the pashas is they're saying that there's only a mitzvah if you plan to use the banim. Otherwise, just damazay, because there's a nest in front of your house, you don't have to do it. If you want to eat the banim, then there's a mitzvah to do it. So according to them, you don't have to say it 100%, but the pashas, according to them, is that if you just send away the mother bird, it's basically a waste of time. Not only is it a waste of time, but it could be tsar balei chayim. Because it really is tsar for the mother bird to be sent away from her children. The Torah says that's the way to do it. Don't take the eggs in front of her. Send her away before you take the eggs. But just to send her away, stamazay, that's tsar. And the Chasam Sofer writes that it's midas achzorius and it's ein ruach hachoyin nochim eno, just to go and send it if you're not a kind of mitzvah. So according to them, the pashas is basically it's a waste of time, and not only that, it's a negative thing to do, just to go and send away the mother if you're not going to use the birds. The Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva about this, and he writes that no, that the main mitzvah is to send away the mother bird, and whether you want the eggs or not, it's just like working during the week. You know, you got to keep Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah to keep Shabbos, whether you work or not. Here also, it's a mitzvah to send away the mother bird, whether you want the eggs or not. That's just the pasuk is saying, you know, banim tikachloch, you know, now the eggs are yours if you want to eat them. But that's not the ikar mitzvah. The mitzvah is to send away the mother bird. And again, some learn that this is taka machlokas rishonim. So lemaisa, we want to be machmir, especially once the Chasam Sofer said that it's wrong to send away the bird if you're not makai in the mitzvah, and therefore one should be machmir to only send away the mother. When one wants to do the mitzvah shalach hakein, one should take the birds, take the eggs. Now the problem is none of us are going to eat those birds or the eggs. Even I talked was on a bus once in Eretz Yisrael, and I was coming back home, and next to me was my neighbor in a building next door, and then he had like a little bag with a little bird in it. He said, just came back from a shochet to shucht the little birds in the mitzvah shulach hakein. They're very, very small. You have to even wait, make sure they're old enough to shucht. But they're very, very small, and he was going to put in his soup for Shabbos, if his wife didn't find out about it. But, so the mice said that's really the way one should do it. And the poskim aren't that machmir. They hold that as long as you make a kinyan on them, that's enough. You mean take the eggs and pick them up three tefachim, make a kinyan hagba on them, or even if in your hands like kinyan chutzer, or the birds, whatever it might be, make a kinyan on them and put them back, and that's it. Meaning it was tikach. You did a ma'aseh kikach on them. Again, this is completely different than the mitzvah we thought it was. You know, probably, you know, 20 minutes ago, but it's then your yotze the shitas. The Chasam Sofer and others, not the Chacham Tzvi, that you have to take the birds, and that's taking the birds. You took them, whether you want to eat them or not. There's no chiyuv to have to use them. There are some that want to tiny you do, but the many most person at home, there's no chiyuv they have to use them. You have to take them. Did a ma'isa kicha, and then you're a kind of mitzvah. That's it. And that's also the pashat mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says when you want to do the mitzvah, you should send away the mother bird. It says the machaber. Again, a lot of this is not clear in the Rishonim, not clear in the Beis Yosef, or in the Shach and Taz. It's all diyunim in the Achronim. But the Mechaber seems to be medayik and say, which sounds like he's telling you to do it, not just because you're hungry, you want to have extra lunch. According to everyone, that's the ikar mitzvah, right? That's the main thing you have to do. Question is there also a chelek of the mitzvah that the kikach has abundant or not? But the idea when you approach there is I'm sending the mother away. That's when you approach the nest, that is the mitzvah that we're trying to do. The shaleach to shalach, that's the aseh. Aseh is shaleach to shalach aseh.
Taking the eggs, would you mean just make a kinyan?
Yeah, that's it. Pick them up and put it back down. You could put them away, whatever. You could put them right back.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's the mitzvah. As long as you're doing what the mitzvah is, it's not midas achzaras. Even though the mother might not come back now when she saw that someone touched him, that's what the mitzvah is, and that's not midas achzaras. Which makes it even more that you see this is really just a gezerah, and there is a certain rachmanis that you want the eggs, send the mother away, but as far as if you do it in that mahalach, but that's why we have to know what the ikar gedarim of the mitzvah are before we start discussing the reasons. Okay, so that's what we have to discuss that now. So far we found out what the mitzvah is. Now you know what the mitzvah is, meaning what the pu'ulas ha-mitzvah is. Now we have to discuss what does the mitzvah apply to. So the pasuk says, ki yikari kan sipur. So now we know what ki yikari means. And I mean, you don't have to look in the mountains to go get it. It's ki yikari. It happens to be in front of you and you want to eat the birds. Then you do this. You want to pick up the birds. Then you do this mitzvah. So it says, kan sipur. And Chazal darshan that sipur means a kosher bird. That's what it means. Tzipor, always using this in the context of a kosher bird. So it has to be a bird that's tahara. Now, what's considered a tahara bird? We know that Gemara Chulin says that there are simanim to what a tahara bird is. The Gemara gives many different simanim. That its kerkavon is nikluf, that the pipik has like a little layer of skin inside, and that peels off. As when everyone saw a kerkavon, that's what there's a, it peels. Has a zephyk, which is a discussion how to apply that because some kosher birds don't have a zephyk, and has etzba yaseya. All these are diyunim exactly what it means, etzba yaseya, what that means. But there's certain simanim Chazal give, and the main simon, like the overall simon, is that it's not duris. It's not duris when it eats, which the Rashi learns that it doesn't do. You know, it doesn't hold its food down and pick it up. Rambam learns that stamina doesn't hold the food when it eats it. Pick it up, meaning pick it up with its beak, try to. So it doesn't. It's not duris in its fashion how it eats. Now the Mechaber discusses that you still need a masara, because we don't know. We can't rely on the simona by itself. We still need a masara. The Mechaber says if it has certain physical characteristics to it. And it has those three simonim, then you don't need a masara. The Rama says no. You always need a masara. We don't eat. We Ashkenazim do not eat any bird unless there's an official masara that this bird is a kosher bird. And that's why us Ashkenazim are very particular in birds that we eat. And there's a lot of birds as machlokas and masaras. In Europe, certain areas had a masara, and certain birds, certain areas didn't. And so on and so forth. And this is an ongoing discussion. Even recently, the OU has written in great length about this, in being kovea, which birds are, there is a masara, and so on and so forth. So, Turkey is a discussion, because there was really no official masara, because it came over from America, and that's a discussion in itself. So all this is a discussion. Lemaisa, as long as it has a siman, and basically speaking, you know, we see it's not duris, and certainly the summer sorry, though might not be 100% acceptable or muskim, that's enough to be samachan that we could do the mitzvah of shiloh hakin. If the bird is a tummy bird, I mean, it's a crow, it's a blue jay, then you know you should not do it. It's midas achzarias. You don't do it for the fun of it. But once it's already, we see that basically it seems to have the simonim, the halachic simonim of a kosher bird, even though lemaisa we're not going to eat it. Then we, we at least we could be samachanin to do the mitzvah shiloh hakein. The kosher birds of this list, some of these are vare, some of them are just, have a simanim, a dove and pigeon, a bluebird, a robin and a sparrow. All these have the simanim. Dove and pigeon, there's already masaris, at least by most types. Sparrow, some claim there's a certain masaris, certain maybe, in certain groups. We don't know official masara, but at least the bluebird, robin, and sparrow are enough to be samachan. There's enough there to be samachan that you can do the mitzvah by them. The oriole, I don't know exactly if it's what it is. It wasn't any of the books that I have at home on these different birds. Right. Yeah. So again, for a mitzvah shluach hakein, you could definitely do it. You could even do the mitzvah. And is it true that Minch Chazalos are dealing with Sephardi and Ashkenazi? You do Mamish deals with this case. As long as it has a simonim, and certainly if there's some existing Masara, that's enough to do it. Then you should ask a shayla. Then you have to ask a shayla. It's not so pleasant. Yeah.
How much of
Masara
do you need for
blue? Okay, this is a whole sugya of Masara.
Who can
make a block? Okay, I'll discuss that in a second. Let's see. Yeah, now, the pasuk continues. It says, Ki kari kansiba v'necha baderech. And Chazal learned baderech means that it was out in the open. It was basically like a hefker type bird. It wasn't mezumen. It was not a domesticated bird. Meaning it's not your chickens, if you have a chicken coop. You know, those are home birds. Those are not baderech. It has to be something which is considered a wild type bird. Your parakeet, you know, at home or something, is not, you cannot do the mitzvah shluach hakein on that. It has to be what we consider like a wild bird. Included in this, in mezumen, is even if it was a wild bird, but it laid its eggs or its bird, or the chicks, the little birds, are in a makom which is kanoi to you. For example, it's in a chatzim ishtemeres, and we'll just find that in a second. It's a chatzim ishtemeres, and the halacha is that one's chatzir, one's own chatzir, and one's house, one's chatzir, is kanoi shalom idas. So if a bird laid eggs in your chatzir, even though it's some wild, you know, just all these birds aren't, you know, just flying around, laid in your chatzir, in your chatzir, you're kanoi those birds, those eggs. And you can no longer do the mitzvah. Because mezumen means, I mean, it has to not be mezumen. Number one, the bird itself has to be a wild bird. Number two, they cannot be owned by you, owned by anyone. They have to be that it's hefker. And so it cannot be in a chutzim ishtemeres. The getter of a chutzim ishtemeres is a mokum that that a person will feel comfortable putting something there and not be afraid that it gets stolen. Again, this might, you know, depend. You know, he's not going to put diamonds anywhere except inside his house somewhere. But, you know, a porch, for example, would be a chutz mishmeres on the average, you know, a backyard. Certainly if it's a windowsill that's high up, you know, above where people could reach, and a bird laid a nest over there, that's considered a chutz mishmeres. There are some gray areas, and when it really gets into chutz mishmeres, but what's considered a chutz mishmeres or not. And if it's an achatzim mishtemeres, you cannot do the mitzvah. If it's an achatzim that's not mishtemeres, it's, you know, some tree way in your front lawn, which is out in the open, is not enclosed or anything. Then you could do the mitzvah of shluach hakein there.
What about a cemetery? You have a box that lay eggs while Falk has that.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be too much demerits.
At the time over there, private property, but it's open to the public.
Yeah, it's open to the public, and it's not much demerits.
Even if someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. The question is, if they own the eggs. I mean, I don't know if you're not, you know, if they own the eggs, that could be a problem. But still, it's not much demerits, so that, you know, there won't be any kinyan there. It's not mishtemeres. Okay, I don't want to get into too many details about this. It's hard to be magged in chutz mishtemeres. So I just gave a few examples.
Can you be
magged here? Yeah, I'm going to discuss that. Yeah, we'll see. Mr. Shem will get all the parts in here. Now, so if it's in a chutz that's not mishtemeres, then it's not mezumen, and then you could do the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Now the question is, once the bird has laid the eggs, it's too late. Now the halacha is, if the bird has laid the eggs and they're still lying, they still have not flown away yet. The mother has, you know, the eggs are there, and for a couple of days, whatever, you know, a little bit of time, she stays in there. She doesn't fly away yet. You know, she just stays mamish on there until they hatch. Even afterwards, she stays a little bit before she starts getting food. But she mamish stays there. So the halacha is, if she hasn't flown away yet, then you're not koneh it. Because being that it's usher to Daraisa Drabanan to take those eggs from under her and until she flies away, the Chazal made it say that you're not Kona. Being that it's us to take those birds, you're not Kona. So therefore, as long as she hasn't flown away yet, it's all right. The question is, you know, once she did fly away, and it's hard to know, you know, did she fly away a little bit or not? Once she flew away, just 1 second, she flew off, then she's not there anymore, you could take the eggs, technically speaking, and then you're Kona. So that's why it's very hard to really do the mitzvah. If it's in a chutzah mishtameris, if it's in a windowsill, a high windowsill, or in an enclosed yard, whatever it might be, if it's in a chutzah mishtameris, it's very hard to do the mitzvah. Because assuming that she probably flew away once, you were Kona. So there is an eitza that the many gedolim give, and they say that as the bird is building its nest, have das not to be kona. Have das not to be kona. There are others that want to be machadish, that bismanenu, that you know these eggs we will never eat or anything. Even though chutz is kona shlomi das, but something which you know is. It's something which you were not one at all. You can really care less. You have, you know, then even that a chutzah won't be kunish l'midas. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's not muskim. But what most poskim say to do is just have das not to be kunish. You don't have to be mafkir because, you know, as long as it hasn't happened yet, just as long as you have das not to be kunish, then your chutzah mishtemeres is not kunish, and then you could do the mitzvah. So either it's in a chutzah that's not mishtemeres, or if it's in a chutzah that is nishtameris, and yet das not to be kona. Now, if you were kona, to go and be mafker, go in front of three people and say, well, these eggs and everything, you know, the mother, everything is this hefker, that's a machlokis. The chidah says that once they're there, once they're yours, even though you're mafker, then it doesn't lose its shame of zooming, and you cannot do it anymore. Other gedolim hold you can, to the extent that there are those at Taina, you could have people come all day. You know, your bird flies away, I mean, you one person is Mishaleach, the mother, and now you're Kona the eggs, and then you're Mafkir them, and then, you know, bird comes back and get another person. You could have people, it's a good segula, everybody would come, and you could have Shiloh HaKain all day in your house. But others taina that you can't do that. So that's a din in amongst the Gedolim about that. I've seen that eitzah that have das. I mean, you don't have to be mafkir, but you just have das not to be kona. Yeah, look how you could do that. I mean, you have das. I don't want to be kona anything. You could have, you know, you could have. Even before you see them doing anything, you could have das. Das not to be kona.
You still want your chutzah. Isn't your chutzah
still kona? Unless you have a specific das not to be kona, then it won't be kona.
It's not like you're turning off your chutzah, though. You still want your chutzah to
be kona. Yeah, yeah. Just, I don't want to be kona in those. You know, any type of birds or eggs that are leaving.
Yeah. What was the Issur D'oraisa that was stopping it from being kona?
That, according to the Ravid at least, it's an Issur D'oraisa, and according to Rama's Drabonim, even if he's Asur, to take their eggs from away from the mother. So Chazal said, you're not kona them, because you can't really get to them. You're not kona them until the mother flies away. Once she flew away once, then you are kona. So now, I think we basically have everything set up. We know what the mitzvah is. We know what type of bird it is. We make sure that it's mezumin, and that rather it's not mezumin. It's babaderech, and now it's shaleach to shalach. To send it away. Now, how do you send it away? How we have to the mitzvah is to send away the mother. How do you send it away? And Rashi brings down two lashonos in the one chulin, and the Rambam seems to go like his first lashon. Rashi himself holds the ikur is his second lashon. The first lashon Rashi brings down. And what the Rambam writes is that you have to, Ramish, pick up the bird, you know, pick it up with your hand and send it away. Meaning you can't just go and make a noise or shoo it away or scare it or take a stick. You have to take hold of it with your hand and make it go and may have it fly away. There's a whole discussion about that. You know, what gives you the right to do that? Because as soon as you picked her up, you did an avera. That's an avera. An avera is to take hold of the bird. You have to send her away. Some say, well, when you do that, have das not to be kona her, and then send her away. So otherwise, it will be an avera. Others taina that's good for the way the mitzvah works. You do the avera, then it's nita glase, and you the Rishonim Mamish discussed this. She was a Rashba and others. The pashas is that since you're doing it amanas l'shaleach, and the Ravid himself said this further, that's not an Avera. But according to Rambam, you have to take hold of it, and you know, obviously you're das to send her away, and that's the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it'll be very difficult to do the mitzvah, because usually the mitzias is the birds will usually fly away. Once they flew away, then that's it. You didn't do the mitzvah. So it's very, very hard to do that. The Rashi holds that it's enough that you do some pu'ula, the kavana, to make the bird fly away. Meaning that this, you know, make a noise, throw a rock, whatever. Don't be tzar b'chaim here. But, you know, do something to scare the bird, make it fly away. Or what's commonly done, you know, became like a minig, is that you take a stick. You take a stick and move the bird a little bit until she flies away, being careful not to break the eggs and everything. And then, if that, you're mekayim the mitzvah. And some taina that even the Rambam holds like that. Someone at time, the Chassam Sofer learns this machlok is Rambam and Rashi, but there are others that argue and hold that that it doesn't make a difference, that even the Rambam would agree to Rashi, and Wupshan, why the Rambam said to hold it is for a different reason. So the minig is like Rashi, and that's the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is like that. That's what the Chazon Ish holds. That you simply do some type of pula b'kavana to make the bird fly away, and then you makayim the mitzvah. She has to fly away enough that it's actually teitzi mitachas yado, meaning she's no longer hovering over the nest. You know, she just like jumps up, and that's not enough. She's like away, she doesn't have to fly. You can't see her anymore. Just the way that she moved away from the area of the nest, no longer above the nest, and then you makayim the mitzvah. Okay, very good. So I'm going to discuss that now. there were two points that I really should have mentioned before. One is that the pasuk says, "Va'aim revetzes aleph rochim." It says it's the aim, it's the mother bird. So what's considered the? So we see in Chazal tell us that the mitzvah is dafka of the mother bird. You're not a kind of mitzvah with the zachar. In fact, in time of Chazal, it was pretty strange for the father bird to be on the eggs. Even Bismaneinu is extremely common. You could only be Makai the mitzvah when it's the aim, which makes the mitzvah kind of difficult to do because a lot of times you'll see a bird on top of the eggs. It could very well be the father. They take turns. For example, even by a dove and pigeon, the mother's there at night, the father's there in the daytime. By sparrows, they claim that it's almost always the mother there, but there seems to be sometimes the father could be there too. But it's mostly the mother. So again, if you want to do the mitzvah kiddin, we really got to make sure that it's the mother bird that's there in order to makayim the mitzvah. Now there are certain birds, there's simanim, how you could tell, besides knowing when they're there from their official schedule. Sometimes you could tell there's a little, you know, a mark on the back of the bird, or under the bird, or under the beak, and so on and so forth, which differentiates the zohar from the keva. But the mitzvah is dafka if it's the aim. The pasuk also says that the mother was rovetzes, that she was sitting, basically lying on it. And that's why she has to be lying on the eggs of birds in order to do the mitzvah. If she's feeding them worms, sitting on the side of the, you know, standing on the side of the, on the edge of the nest, and just bending over giving the worms, that's not good enough. She has to mamish be lying down, touching the eggs or the birds in order to makayim the mitzvah. As far as a bracha on shilocha came, which occurred to lechar be a big nafkamina. If there was a bracha, then we have to make sure to really do it. To make a bracha, we have to make sure we're doing a kedin or kedas, otherwise be sorry brachas lahakol. There's machlokas rishonim, is a bracha said or not on the mitzvah shiluach hakein. If there is a bracha, the bracha would be either al shiluach hakein or the shaleach hakein. But the minig is sorry brachas lahakol. The minig is not to make the bracha, not to make a bracha. Many reasons are given why not to make a bracha. Rebbe Bechayim Iri say, because Chazal is talking a bracha that's like it's common to do, it's either chiyuv to do, it's commonly done. Over here, it's kiyakari, you know, and it's therefore they weren't misakin abracha. Others taina that it's done through an aveira, at least like the Rambam, that you pick up the bird and then send away. It's a shtickle aveira. They didn't want misakin abracha on that, because then like a lavanita glase, which again the Ravid argues that it's not aveira, it's done on manas to send. But the Yishonim, in discussing the bracha, discuss these different svaras. Other svaras are given, but some say because b'chol, like Rashi, you might not be able to do the mitzvah, because as you're getting the stick ready to make the bird away, she might fly away herself. You know, she might not fly away. You know, and it's always a subject. Chazal did one in Masakin and Bracha. So a lot of different reasons are given why Chazal and not Masakin and Bracha. But the minig is not to make a Bracha. And that's why, even though we don't have a clear-cut mesorah on this certain bird, as long as the pashas is kosher, we could do the mitzvah, because no bracha is said anyways. Chassam Sov has a tshuva of, can you do the mitzvah shurach hakein on Shabbos? And he tainas, being that he goes like the Rambam, that you have to pick up the bird, it'll be mupsa, and you cannot do that. He brings other reasons, more based upon the Kabbalah, the Zohar, why it shouldn't be done on Shabbos. We're not like Rashi, so that reason won't apply. But still, being that we're also knowing that you should pick up the eggs and birds, and the eggs, if they were laid before Shabbos, won't necessarily be muksa, but you're making a kinyan on them. You're making kinyan, you're also making a kinyan on Shabbos. So off that, it'll be yasser. So that's why, Maisa, we don't do the mitzvah shiloh hakein. And the what? That's only if it's a tzarech Shabbos you have to do that, or a tzarech mitzvah hayom like lulav, but this won't be nogea. So that's interesting. I'm not sure about that. I think the minig is still not to do shulach hakein on yontav either, but that's the rundown on the mitzvah shulach hakein. We see how much goes into this, and this is mamish just what I said here was a kitzer. Arichis and Shuvas and different svarim about the lumdus of the mitzvah and so on and so forth. But this is the basic gedarim of the mitzvah shluach hakein. It shall be zocha that it should be more the rachmim, the mokum, and abanov, and it should be zocha to Yeshua being here.